Let me inspire you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome and welcome back. If you're tuning in again to Adelante with Arlene, today you have an audio version of my thoughts again. I, as many of you might have known from my last short podcast, have had an accident and I fell in the home and broke my patella, part of my kneecap. It has been so difficult for me, as for anybody, and the discomfort and the amount of time that one has to take to heal and wear this full leg brace. I have two of them, one I sleep with that's just a little bit softer, and one that's strap, big steel metal on the sides and a big dial. Oh, it's quite heavy. In order to keep my knee immobilized. So, what am I going to talk about today? I'm just going to talk about what I've been going through. How's that? And how I've been processing my thoughts. I have been tested and tried during this season. It started January 19th. It was the fall. It feels like longer when you have to sit still. In the midst of it, I had mentioned to y'all that we were waiting to close from a house. It got so delayed that prior to my fall, it was just delay. Well, I was in the middle of chaos emotionally, chaos physically around me, still with things around me, hopping on from just a short distance to a bed. I had to get for the living room because the bedroom is upstairs, and across me is a recliner, and that's my short steps. But I got good news, and that is we're closing on the house on Tuesday. By the time you hear this, we have already closed, and now I got to get readjusted and acclimated to a completely different space where everything is further away from me than I am right now. So that's a whole new set of having to acclimate myself and have courage. Just getting inside the house is a high step, which is, well, not easy unless someone pulls me up. It's challenges in life. We will have challenges in life. We will have trials and tribulation, and I'm going to tell you that it definitely has tested my faith. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't have faith in God. It means that it tests my faith. What does that mean? Well, deep inside, I know that God is God and God can do all things. And God, I don't mean hurt me, but I mean God can and will see me through all things is what I mean. And if there's a delay, as it was in the house, there is a delay, not because God wasn't watching. God is all-knowing. And sometimes we make questions. So why isn't he stepping in? Well, he is stepping in. He's in it all in our lives. He's in. And if we're open enough to open our hearts to seek him and take our eyes away from whatever we're overwhelmed with, even for a second, as I had done, you will then discover what we, or I in this case, had to learn from the circumstances. When we go through these trials and tribulations and these challenges, sometimes, as I did, we feel like we're alone and we're the only people that are going through, not really understanding that there are other people that are around me that were involved in this whole house thing and the closing, from a realtor to the mortgage counselor that have been working with us for 2.5 years, that too were being affected in some way or another in their faith and in their walk and in their lives, because it is never one-sided, but that's how we feel, but it is not. When I realized that there was more to it, and I will testify in a longer video on what God was revealing to me and what he was revealing to certain parties that were working with me that are believers, I can tell you, or straight away from God, and I can tell you that I learned a lot about that during these challenges, we are not alone. Now, did it make it easier to know that I'm not alone when I know that God is walking with me, helping me, carry me through? It does, and sometimes I don't feel it did. And it's not because he's not doing and he's not God. God is who he is. It's because I continue to just be bombarded with my negative feelings and be bombarded and feeling despair and feeling that the challenge was overcoming me, and that I felt, with good reason, I felt just boxed in, and like I just felt like I was drowning. But I can assure you that in that situation, I still cried out to God. In that situation and circumstance and moment, I still cried out to God. In that situation, I still praised God. I still acknowledge who God is. But again, I had to learn about myself and who am I, and who am I in Christ Jesus. And that's something that I've learned a lot during this particular season I'm in right now. And I have more to learn, because I have to sit still. I have to still heal. I still have to heal. I cannot do anything that I am accustomed to doing. I am not able to put weight on this right leg, and I'm a right-handed person. I'm not able to cook my own food, stand on it, be by the stove and take care. I cannot do. So as a result, my husband has gone and done everything. And I know that in due time, I'll be able to put weight back on it little by little, and at least start functioning either with a cane, so that my husband could go back to work, so that I can go back to work myself. But for right now, that's not possible. And I think that's the hardest thing, when we want to be where we think we should be, but we cannot be there yet. So today, I want to encourage you that if you are in that place of frustration, a challenge, a trial, a place where you feel that you have all the walls, all the doors are closing on you, and you just scream, I have screamed here, screamed out loud, because I just felt like I just got tired of just jumping on this bed, walking over to the seat, and I know what that feels like. If it's your circumstance, it's different. It's still a trial. It's still something that mentally, physically, and emotionally happens to us. I can assure you that if you continue to seek God, He will give you the ongoing strength a day at a time. Every time I was slipping into a dark place and feeling so sad that I was being led, feeling to depression, and that I was being led, not by God, of course, but by the enemy of our soul, to get to that place where I was going to give up on my faith. And while my faith was also tested in regards to the body of Christ per se, and those that are supposed to look out for others, as we say as Christians we should, and they did not and have not looked out, not because prayer is not the only thing. It's showing up. It's asking someone, do they need something to eat? It's doing things. It's an act. Faith is action. And faith without works is dead. So I was highly disappointed by the community of church. So unlike New York, where I was very much supported, but I had to forgive the masses and just take a lesson from that and write down on a page of my heart that I need to reach out and make sure that whomever God puts in my heart is okay. And if anyone I know has shared with me and they're struggling, then my job is to be that helping hand as best I could for them, because it wasn't done for me here in this Florida state, unlike New York, that was so different. The community churches that I went to over there and the community of believers. So that broke my heart, but it also showed me something. And it also showed me to open my own heart to others. So with all these trials and tribulations, look unto God for that in which we are being taught, what you must learn, so that we may grow, so that we may change, so that we may forgive others. Okay? It's not easy. I know. And know that in this trial and tribulation, you can still find joy. You can still find hope. You can still find peace. But I know that I cannot find those things without God. I know that. And there'll be times you'll cry, and there'll be times you scream, and there'll be times you just can't understand. But with God, you will still be able to sleep. You will still have the peace, and you might wake up the next day and the situation is the same as I woke up for all these weeks and still didn't have the news about the house. And I still was getting tested and tried and asked for ridiculous papers that I had already given. I just kept praying that the hand of God would be on this desire that my husband and I had, and that the hand of God would still continue to lead and guide those that were wrongfully holding things back from us. And God has seen us through, and he will continue to see us through. So in every chapter in your life, in every season in your life, there will be trials and tribulations. And boy, are you going to be pressed against the wall at times and feel like you can't breathe. But I assure you, if you take a deep breath, inhale the peace of God and focus on him, you can make it, even if it is a second at a time or a minute at a time, a day at a time, a month at a time. With God, all things are possible. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene, which means go forward with Arlene. This is more informal for me. I cannot sit before the computer. You cannot see my face for a while, but I hope that anything I said might have somehow, made you think and helped you in some way or another, or given you food for thought. Thank you. And remember, as I say at the end of every podcast and every video, don't forget, please, to give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. Know that it is important to the YouTube algorithms that you please give a like. Also subscribe. I need to get those numbers up. Subscribe. Check my playlist out, please, and give those a like. And please leave a comment. Thank you, and until next time.